So, what's going on? This is Bass coming to you with another live podcast. Guess that's a little contradicting itself, but so here we go. Since our last podcast, a couple things been going on. Nothing too serious though. Just still living the dream down here. Funny story. Well, kind of a funny deal. For those of you who have had family pictures or have taken pictures with people, not just random action shots, but actual, you know, call up a photographer, wear something specific for pictures, and you guys get my drift, I guess, or well, at least hopefully, might understand this. Just last Sunday, we had family picture day with my dad's side of the family, all of us. There's like 34 people. And I was working all day, got home a little bit late, and I was actually up working in my parents' house. I was staying with them for the weekend. And so I'm changing to get ready to go to pictures, and one of my sisters and my mother say to me, "Hey, you're not going to shower?" And I was like, "Well, no, I'm running late as it is. I'm just going to change my clothes and we're going to go down, take pictures, and I'm going to then drive 2 hours to my house and shower there and get ready for bed and go to sleep." "Well, you can't stink. We're going to take pictures." And I got to thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know, honestly, unless it's going to be scratch and sniff film, I could cover myself in dog crap and nobody would ever know the difference except for I look like I have dog crap on me. And they would say, "Wow, Bass is covered in mud." They wouldn't know if I smelled or not, so that just made absolutely no sense to me, the logic behind it. Although I do understand good hygiene, smelling for family pictures doesn't really bother me that much. So let's get on this for a little bit. Just a little something for the ladies looking for some men out there. First thing to remember, ladies, is you do not have any guy friends. Although you may believe you do, they don't actually exist. This, for a woman or lady to have a straight guy friend would have the same amount of odds of me hunting down and killing a unicorn. And in case you don't know, a unicorn is a mythological creature. It does not exist. And so we'll just start with that. Although you may believe you have a guy friend, let's just say you have one. This is what I would start out by asking myself. One, is he straight? And then maybe he's not. Boom. The search on whether your guy friend is real or not could be over. Because if he's not, then maybe he is your friend. Two, just so you know, guys are friends with women always, every time, no matter what, for ulterior motives. And it's for the simple fact that straight men do not enjoy the company of women that much. As far as, we enjoy the company of women, don't get me wrong. But we don't care to hang out with you and listen about your last shoe dilemma or about the friend of yours who is annoying you or at the current time is being a bitch. We really could care less about those things. And so should you ever find yourself and go, "Wow, this guy is a good friend of mine, and we are hanging out, and here I am telling him about these types of things," ask yourself, one, do I think he's really paying attention? Because he probably isn't. And two, does he have anything to gain from hanging out with me? Anything. Because that is why that guy is hanging out with you. He either wants to be with you, or there's something to gain from hanging around with you. Because he is guaranteed not to be enjoying what you're saying. And I'm sorry, ladies, if that's earth-shattering, but deal with it, watch out for it, be aware of it. Two. This is like my third two, but anyways. I don't know that I have any more advice for you ladies, because I honestly don't believe that even if I give it to you, you will believe me or take it and use it. Because this goes back to the last podcast and how insanely crazy you all are. You all believe you're the exception to the rule, that those types of things don't apply to you, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. So, that's about all I'm going to say about that. Let's move on to some other types of things, some life types of things. So now that we have that out of the way, something on a little different note, I was watching a movie the other day and it got me thinking kind of about just life in general, and it was about some high school kids, and but it was about high school kids, and it got me thinking about how when you're at the different stages of your life, no matter it's, you know, teenager, early 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, wherever you're at, you look back on those periods and think, gosh, that was so much easier. You know, for me right now, kind of fresh out of college, looking back to college all the time, I'm just remembering how absolutely easy life was in college was. Now, maybe college was a little different for me than other people, but I absolutely knew it was easy and loved it. I guess while I was there, I never realized how much, and not that it's that hard right now, but, you know, you just start to get down, things suck, but, I can remember being young and in high school and thinking how I can't wait to get to the next stage of my life and things are going to be better there. You know, people don't usually spend their lives, how do I want to say this? And maybe this is just me, I don't know. You usually, where you're at in your life, you tend to not appreciate that time. But more often, you look back to the period before and remember how good that was. Or you look to the future and believe that it's going to be better. And I, well, at least I hope you believe it's going to be better, because if you don't believe it's going to be better, why even keep doing what you're doing or any of that type of thing? But, yeah, I just got to thinking about that. And I got to think, you know, and I was watching those high school kids, and then I was remembering some interactions I had with some high school kids that I know. And, oh, God, life's hard. Mom and Dad are mean. My truck sucks. Blah, blah, blah. And it was just freaking hilarious. And it's just, you're thinking, wow, kid, you don't even have a clue what is yet to come in life. You should just bask in the glory that is doing nothing, basically. And that's just freaking hilarious. It's funny. It's actually the same. Well, never mind. It doesn't matter who it was, but yeah. And it got me thinking about something, these kids and these stages and better or worse, you know, now or then or later. And it brought me to this. I don't really believe that any stage is better, or for that matter, any worse than the previous or next stage that you're currently in. I just believe it's different. There's different things to enjoy, different things to experience. And so I think we spend, just as a person, too much time dwelling on that, the past or the future. And maybe that's common knowledge, and maybe I'm just here saying things that everybody else already knows, but that's something I just recently started to think about, and even, well, just, I won't say understand because I don't, but just started to think about, I guess. And it's all of this, oh, my life sucks right now, and I get into it too. But my life sucks right now, work, you know, all this crap that leads me to believe that somewhere, you know, tied into our DNA, we are whiny crybabies as humans because we cannot stop to appreciate what's going on. You know, hell, maybe it's just me, except my interactions with most people I'm with tend to be close to the same way. And if they aren't, I tend to believe that they're lying about it. So, that's that. And with that, we'll shut it down. End it with the back half of the song we started it with. And everybody, remember to have fun and be safe.